Join the Shasta Symphony Orchestra and the Reading Ballet Theater as they make the holidays come alive with a truly magical performance of The Nutcracker. This beloved holiday tradition will create lasting family memories as our talented local dancers bring this timeless classic to life on the Shasta College stage. Presented by the Shasta Symphony Orchestra and Aaron's Home, The Nutcracker runs December 18th through the 20th at the Shasta College Theater. Get your tickets today at theReadingArtsProject.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811.
You know, we really do have, in addition to a significant percentage of the imperial ruling class that is in love of monarchies and dictatorships, and yet when it comes to us, they're highly incompetent, some really weirdos. I mean, I'm quite serious about this. You got this Jasmine Crockett. She's going to run for the Senate of Texas. Why? Well, she wants to be a senator. No, that's not what I mean. What has she done? Mr. Producer, sir, what has she done? Nothing. She's been a performer at committee hearings, on TV, on speeches. She knows how to curse. She's really good at cursing. She's good at race baiting. But what the hell has she ever done? You know, politics is the only business where you actually don't have to do anything or you can be a complete failure and still move up the chain. She wants to be a senator, even though she's done nothing, literally. And, she's a critic of Donald Trump. Well, she's worse than that, actually. So they put together over at Breitbart 15 of the dumbest things she has said. I'm sure the list could go on and on and on. It couldn't have been easy. She said groceries are unaffordable because President Trump's immigration policies. She said, one thing I can tell you is that if you sit down and you say, are you okay with your grocery prices? Are you okay with the fact that housing prices are going up? And you start to connect how important it is for us to have immigrants and that are contributing to our country in this way, that people may start to shift. I just went over the Somalians. I can go over others, too. So that's just stupid. Just stupid. She claimed the vast majority of violent crime comes from white supremacists. White supremacists? She said this on CNN. When she was complaining about the Trump administration moving to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion policies from the federal government. She said he needs to go. I mean, this is very simple. We right now have a white supremacist that is sitting in the White House. He's backed up by other white supremacists. And if you really want to know who the criminals are in this country, you can Google it. You don't have to trust me, but the people that commit 80% of the most violent crimes in this country are white supremacists. What a nut. What a nut. Crockett made sure everyone was prepared for what she described as the state of disunion. She once said she was not even sure if there will be elections in 4 years. She's not the only one to say that. She called Trump an enemy of the United States. She said Trump has his supporters in a cult. She referred to Trump as the Grim Reaper and also said his policies are dealing death. She accused Trump of using Hitler's playbook. Well, he doesn't. He's the greatest supporter of Israel to ever serve in the Oval Office since Israel was founded. Now, of course, somebody hearing that, you know, on the neo-fascist right, they go, really? That's pretty cool. Crockett said Charlie Kirk, who was publicly murdered, targeted minorities. It's loathsome. It's a lie. She mocked Christian lawmakers who want to reform the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, food stamps, saying they are set on taking food from the hungry. Now, we know the corruption in that is massive, not just in Minnesota. She accused the GOP of pursuing a demonic agenda. That demon stuff, that's Tucker, that's not us. She accused Trump of throwing people into concentration camps. Actually, FDR did that with the Japanese Americans. She pushed for illegal immigration by stating that black Americans are done picking cotton. She's going to run for the Senate. And the media will love her. Media will push her. She will lose. I predict that right now. But all that said, we really have loosened our standards. We're going to have a great candidate on in about 10 minutes, Michael Whatley, who's running in North Carolina for the Senate there. He'd be a fantastic senator. He's a very, very good man. Then we have KBJ, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Excuse me. This is a piece, an editorial from the New York Post, and a good one. Amazing. Justice Jackson thinks nonpartisan experts, quote-unquote, should be controlling key parts of the federal government, while the president and other, quote, people who don't know anything, unquote, sit on the sidelines letting PhDs make the most important decisions. Now, this has always been the desire of the Woodrow Wilson types, the Marxists, honestly. I wrote about it extensively in two books. This is their attitude. The world should be run by experts. And, of course, the experts can't really run the world. There are no experts on running the world. There are no experts running our country or any industry because the enormous amount of decision-making and independent thought processes that go into making products, selling products, using products, and so forth and so on can't be known by a handful of people. She made these shocking elitist remarks this week earlier in a case about the president's authority to fire officers of independent agencies. First of all, the notion that there should be independent agencies, we have three branches of government. Independent from what? The government? From the three branches? Now, that clearly is unconstitutional, but they do it all the time. The courts are all right with it for the most part. Independent agencies, independent from the people we elect. That's not acceptable. That's not constitutional. The president controls the executive branch, and certainly at the highest to decide who to hire and who to fire. You know, when you really think about it, what the Democrats have tried to do to Donald Trump, they talk about him being, you know, out of control, grabbing too much power. What they have done to him is they have brought suits, and many of their judges have ruled that he doesn't have the power to hire, he doesn't have the power to fire, he doesn't have the power to reduce the bureaucracy, he doesn't have the power to spend more on certain parts of the bureaucracy, or remake the bureaucracy. He doesn't have the power over computers, he doesn't have the power over data. This is all in the executive branch, of which he is the head. He doesn't have the power to move DEI out and replace it with Americanism. In other words, the president doesn't have any of these powers. Of course, he has all those powers and more. But this is how they spew this. So she's there. Experts should be able to make decisions. experts? First of all, they're not experts. And secondly, that's not our system. We elect people to the House every 2 years, to the Senate every 6 years. We elect presidents through an electoral college process. They're supposed to follow the Constitution, which limits their authority. And you don't bring in experts. And who are the experts? They're always people that go left from academia. This is the game the left plays. This is the game this justice is playing. They have these phony so-called independent commissions and so forth. And then they put leftists on them. And then they make decisions that always benefit whom? The Democrats. Always. And just like judges are supposed to be independent from politics, that's why at the federal level they get lifetime appointments. They're political as hell. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay, featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today.
Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Quiet now, so he can educate you, whether you like it or not. Mark Levin is on the radio.
Got a great Senate candidate in North Carolina. You're familiar with Michael Whatley. He ran the RNC with Lara Trump and fantastic victory we had last election. Michael Whatley, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. It is great to be on with you, sir.
It's our honor. So, first of all, if people want to help you, and we'll put this out, Mr. Producer, where do they go?
MichaelWhatley.com. MichaelWhatley.com. And they can follow me on X at Whatley NC.
All right. You're running against a radical left-wing kook, aren't you?
We really are. You know, and this is a guy who has spent 38 years in office, the last 8 years as the governor. He was auditioning for vice president and taking positions that are radically left of mainstream North Carolina. And we need to make sure that we let the voters of North Carolina know he's just not an aw-shucks guy from, you know, rural eastern North Carolina. He is a card-carrying member of the woke mob.
Now, remind everybody, what is it that you did before you got involved in the RNC and so forth?
Well, for 5 years prior to that, I was the state chair down in North Carolina, the Republican Party chair. So I ran President Trump's campaign in North Carolina in 2016. I was the state party in 2020, we were the only battleground state that President Trump carried in 2020, which is one of the main reasons that he wanted me to step up and take over the RNC in 2024.
And your family? Tell us about that.
So absolutely. Married to an absolutely beautiful woman, Suzanne. We have three fantastic kids, twin boys, that are right now seniors, one at NC State, one at Clemson, and a daughter who is at the University of North Carolina. So I am extremely fortunate that I've got a rock-solid family and that they are fully into this campaign and supportive of what we're trying to do. You know, honestly, it's because we're trying to fight for every family in North Carolina. We're trying to fight for every community in North Carolina. And that's just something that you've got to be grounded with. You know, I grew up in a tiny little town in North Carolina called Blowing Rock, 534 people. You know, we had one stoplight and a Hardee's. You know, I went to church and I played sports and I worked. You know, my first full-time job I had when I was 14. I had a newspaper route at 11. I paid my way through college. I paid my way through graduate school and law school at Notre Dame. And this is, you know, a family-oriented campaign where we need to keep our kids and our community safe. We need to make sure that every family has an opportunity to go out there and get married, buy a house, and raise their kids and let them grow up in a safe community and have a chance to do better than the previous generation.
Are you able to get your message out? I mean, typically what these guys do is they raise all this dark money from these billionaires and then kind of whack the Republican.
Well, they're certainly going to do that, right? This is going to be the most expensive Senate race in the history of the country. We're expecting somewhere between $600 and $800 million are going to be spent in North Carolina. And so we need to go out there and raise as much money as we can to get our message out. Roy Cooper won both of his governor's races by doing exactly what you just said, raising an absolute ton of dark money, absolutely an avalanche upon his opponents. And they're going to try and do that as well. And so the only chance that we have really is to have much better policies, which we do, and to be able to get those messages out. You know, you mentioned how much money they're able to put on the table. You know, Kamala Harris outspent us last year on the president's campaign 2-1. But Donald Trump won because he was talking about, you know, rebuilding our economy and restoring our borders and making sure America was respected again around the world. The Democrats were talking about open borders, inflationary spending, weak, woke America policies. That's exactly what Roy Cooper is running on this time.
Mm-hmm. he seems to do one of two things as I follow this guy's career. He's either he takes both sides of an issue, in other words, he mealy-mouths an issue, or he's to the left. But he tries to present himself as kind of a moderate, but he's considered quite liberal. Is that pretty much what this guy does?
Yes, that's exactly what he does. You know, this is a guy who tries to pass himself off as an aw-shucks guy from rural North Carolina. But the fact is, on every major issue, he has been absolutely far to the left. You know, this is a guy who vetoed multiple bills to keep boys out of girls' sports, men out of women's locker rooms, and woke out of our schools. He vetoed multiple bills to tell sheriffs that they have to honor ICE detainers and get violent criminal illegal aliens out of North Carolina. He signed an executive order to reimagine law enforcement in North Carolina and created cashless bail and pretrial release and created a revolving door that has allowed these violent criminals to be arrested and released over and over and over again. You know, everybody has seen this horrific murder of Irena Zarotska on the light rail system down in Charlotte. You know, the guy who had killed her had been arrested and released 14 different times. He should have never been on the streets. He should not have been on that light rail car. You know, when the Democratic Party of North Carolina passed a anti-Israel resolution accusing Israel of genocide, my opponent was silent. You know, so I mean, on every 80-20 issue that you can think of, he is on the wrong side of it, and yet he always tries to portray himself as a moderate, like you said.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this would be a tremendously good pickup in North Carolina. I know Tillis is stepping down, and how would you portray yourself? A conservative, a constitutional conservative, MAGA, all those things?
Look, I am, at the end of the day, a North Carolina conservative. You know, I think that we need economic policies that are going to create jobs, raise wages, and lower prices. We need to make sure that we have tax policies and trade policies and regulatory policies that are going to help manufacturers, small businesses, and farmers succeed in the world where we're living in right now. And we need to keep our kids and our communities safe, which means that we've got to have, you know, law enforcement. We've got to have their backs. We've got to make sure that we're getting violent, criminal, illegal aliens out of North Carolina and that we have a safe place in schools for our kids and a safe place in sports for our girls. You know, lastly, I do think that the president's focus on making sure America is respected again around the world is particularly important in North Carolina. We have more men and women in uniform and veterans than any other state in the country. And so when we talk about, you know, the men and women who are going to protect our interests and allies around the world, very important for us to make sure that they have the support that they need. So, you know, we're going to come at this race the same way that I have counseled candidates for years, which is to listen to the voters and understand the issues that they care about and put solutions on the table.
He's weak on crime. Let's just lay some of this out. He's been a disaster when it comes to responding to things like hurricanes. He's radical left on most of these cultural issues, even though he tries to cover up most of it. And you're a patriot. You'd be a fantastic senator. I want to strongly endorse you. I know you can win that race. It's MichaelWatley.com, MichaelWatley.com. We want to have you back, Michael. God bless, brother.
Yes, sir. We're glad to do it.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Black men are the most likely Americans to die from lung cancer, and black people develop the disease earlier in life than others. Federal guidelines have nearly doubled the number of black Americans eligible for lung cancer screening. Insurance companies are required to cover these tests for those ages 50 to 80 who smoke or used to smoke. If that's you, talk to a doctor about lung cancer screening. For more information and to find a screening center near you, visit acr.org/mylcs. That's acr.org/mylcs.
Furnished by American College of Radio.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
It's holiday chaos at its finest. It's Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas by Colin Andrew Lonis and directed by Maureen Sanders and Rhonda Albee. The tree isn't the only thing getting lit, and the family chaos makes fruitcake look stable. It's a fashion fiasco of miscommunication, mischief, and merry mayhem. Perfect for anyone who thinks their own Christmas is a disaster. Running December 5th through 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading. Sponsored by this station and these other pro-arts businesses.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is the reason why liberals hate this show. But listen anyway. They know they're probably wrong. Mark Levin is on the radio.
The new American Revolution starts here. The Mark Levin Show. Call in at 877-381-3811.
Welcome back, America. As a consumer, which we all are, you can carry the success or failure of businesses in the palm of your hand. Their success can depend on your decision to spend money with them or the competitor. Well, this is a different type of message from one of our great sponsors, and that's Pure Talk. And my friends at Pure Talk would like to say thank you from the bottom of their hearts for choosing Pure Talk for your wireless needs. Because of you, they've had a record-breaking year. You. Because of your generosity through their Roundup for charity programs, they've been able to donate over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership that stands on the front lines of helping to prevent veteran suicide. Your patronage has allowed Pure Talk to donate 1,000 hand-sewn, made-in-American flags to your fellow veterans. And when you choose Pure Talk as your wireless provider, you help Pure Talk support American jobs. That's right. They're based here in America. Like I said, as a consumer, you have the power to make or break companies. And with the money the big wireless guys throw around on advertising, you are inundated with offers everywhere you look. So from everyone at Pure Talk, the Pure Talk family, thank you for your trust. God bless America. And God bless you, Levinites. That's all I wanted to do, is to give you a message. Our friends at Pure Talk, they are fantastic, Mr. Producer. We love our friends at Pure Talk. And I want to look something up here. I saw it the other day. Let's have a silent prayer. No, we're not going to do that. You don't have dead air on, let's see. Let me just type this in because I... Hold on. So here it is. So here's the question, Mr. Producer. What Christmas songs were written by Jews? I saw this the other day and I failed to make a copy. White Christmas was written by a Jew. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was written by a Jew. Chestnuts roasting on the open fire. Mal Torme, written by a Jew. Winter Wonderland, written by a Jew. Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, written by a Jew. Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, written by a Jew. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, A Holly Jolly Christmas, written by Jews. White Christmas was written by Irving Berlin, a Jew. Sleigh Ride, written by a Jew. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, written by a Jew. What do you think of that, Mr. Producer? Wonder what the anti-Semites think about that. I just thought it was interesting. There's no moral story in this. I'm just saying that's pretty interesting. At least I think it is. All right. Let's go here. Let's go to some calls. Let's go to Morley, Missouri, Bill on the Mark Levin app. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing fine, Mark. How you doing tonight, sir?
I am doing great. Boy, that former senator from your state, what's her name? What was her name, Mr. Producer?
You know what it was.
I don't even want to say.
Claire McCaskill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is she the worst?
Yes. We were glad to see her go, sir.
Amen. We all were.
We had,
so how are you?
We have Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt now, and
yeah,
they're doing
very
a great
good.
Stand-up job for us.
Yeah, they really are. Yep. All right, what do you got?
Well, Mark, I just want to make one point with you.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate Mr. Jordan being on earlier. My point is, I'm feeling surrounded here in Southeast Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the liberal politicians are now running as Republicans just to get elected. Just
seriously?
To get elected.
Oh, my God.
Sir, you look at our state house. Look at our state senators. It is just absolutely. I was at a city council meeting about 8-9 months ago,
mm-hmm.
just there to observe. And the mayor of the my hometown, at which I've lived my whole life, 3 years, said, you can't record this meeting. Public
Why
meeting.
Why not?
So, what are you talking about? He said, you can't do it. It's against the law. And the city attorney was present, and he basically told the mayor he didn't know what he was talking about. Said, you don't know what you're talking about. He can record this public meeting. But here's my point. The chief of police of my town, Morley, was in attendance at that meeting and did absolutely nothing. The mayor kind of got out of line a little bit verbally. And
now, is he elected or does he work for the mayor? The mayor appointed him.
Oh, no, he works for the mayor, sir.
Yeah, well,
believe
go.
Me. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And he later, a few months later, ran for sheriff of our county here in Scott County in Missouri, ran for sheriff and got beat.
Uh-huh.
And you know what got him?
You.
Yeah. You know what got him? Yeah.
You.
People didn't believe him. They didn't trust him anymore because he lets the council, the mayor, everybody's entitled. There's no enforcement in this city of Morley, none. They don't stop speeding.
Now, how many
they
people are in Morley again?
About 500, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely lawless, out of control liberalism.
But let me ask you about in Morley, for crying out loud. Let me ask you a question. Do you have like a main street with a diner, that sort of thing, like a lot of little towns?
There's a new cafe here, City Hall. We have a Dollar General store, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about 20 miles south of Rush Limbaugh's hometown, which is Cape Girardeau.
Oh yeah, Cape Girardeau.
Yeah, I knew Rush. I met Rush about 30, 40 years ago in person.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he was home in Cape Girardeau with his parents and, he was a fine man. I'm sorry that he's gone.
Me too.
He spoke up for what needed to be spoke up for. And
All
he's
right,
like
Bill.
You, sir.
Well, you're a sweetheart. I appreciate you, man. And Morley, Missouri's, you know, it's good to have a man like you keeping an eye on things. You take care of yourself. I have to think about Rush. You know, David Limbaugh and I are buddies. He, along with my wife, are my lawyers, and they do a fantastic job. He is he's a brilliant guy, David, and he is a very faithful Christian. He's very upset about what's taking place in this country with the attacks on Christians and the attacks on Jews, and he's with us, you and me, Mr. and Mrs. America. I can assure you Rush Limbaugh would be, too. Rush Limbaugh was actually close friends with Benjamin Netanyahu. And he loved the country of Israel, and he'd been there. And he talked about it often, actually, on his program. So Russia's views are not unknown. They are quite well known. And he was also a very early supporter of President Trump, as many of you know. And I was very blessed to be among his best friends. And in many ways, I viewed him as a brother. And we spent a lot of time together when he could hear on the phone late at night. He would go to bed around midnight, 1 in the morning. I'd go to bed about 1 or 2 in the morning. I'd seek advice from him from time to time. He'd seek advice from me from time to time. I just want you folks to know, I haven't changed at all. I haven't changed at all. Now, things swirl around you, even in your own life, they change. They swirl around me, they change. I have not. And my principles have always been my principles, and I'm not going to abandon them. Certainly, the kind of, it's not even debate, the kind of things that are said by these neo-fascists and people like them, as well as the Marxist Islamists, are appalling. Absolutely un-American. I served as Rush's lawyer from time to time, and it was a great honor to do so. There's so many great memories I have. One of these days I'll spend some time going down memory lane with you folks. But David Limbaugh's just same thing. He's like a brother. Fantastic. And he would do anything to help out Rush. And he did. And that's the man who came from a tiny little town in Missouri. And I'm on that radio station in that town where he was on that radio station. It's an amazing thing, isn't it? And I remember once when he turned his show over to me because he wasn't going to be around. I said, well, I don't know what to do. He said, you'll figure it out. You'll be just fine. It's the way he was. And I've told you before, and he told you too. He failed 7 times before he made it. 7 times. And folks out there, and there are many, who get very down, some quite depressed and upset, just keep that in mind. Most people, the vast majority of people, fail and fail many times before they're successful. And success is in the eyes of the beholder. If you're happy and you have a good family and you can put food on the table and not worry that much, you're successful. You really are. I'll be right back.
Much lovin'.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day. Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
Let me ask you something. Do you remember 2008? Well, do you remember all the bailouts, the fear, the sleepless nights, watching your savings evaporate? I do. Well, I get a similar vibe of this kind of rot that's starting to be creeping in again. Bad loans, risky banks, mountains of debt nobody wants to talk about. Auto loan defaults are rising. Commercial real estate's not what it used to be. Look, we've been here before, and it usually doesn't end well for people who wait. But here's the good news. You don't have to sit helplessly this time. For over 25 years, Monetary Gold has helped Americans just like you get help protecting their wealth through every storm. with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and a proven record of helping clients come out stronger on the other side. Call 877-NOW-GOLD or visit marklovesgold.com. When the dollar trembles, gold stands tall. Help protect what's yours. That's 877-NOW-GOLD, 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. Always consult your financial and tax professional before making an investment decision.
Bringing the family together every night around the radio.
These children are in need of an education.
The Mark Levin Show.
In our new Hillsdale College miniseries on colonial America, reminds us what we should truly be thankful for, our freedom, our prosperity, and our faith. I think these courses are so crucial. It's also why I'm talking more about history and the founders and the framers and so much, because Americans are not getting this anywhere, not getting it in schools, not getting it on TV. So I want to make sure this platform we do that, and other platforms I have we do that, or people will start to embrace this Marxism and Islamism and neo-fascism and this hate America first stuff where they pretend to be America first. It's very, very important that we understand who we are and how we got here. And Hillsdale College does an absolutely unbelievable job. A brand new 6-part documentary series, Hillsdale College Professors, will teach you the religious, political, cultural, and economic ideas that shaped a uniquely American culture during the colonial period. You'll learn why the idea of liberty, and especially religious liberty, inspired the settlers of America to cross the Atlantic, how Americans organized local governments, why America's always been a land where virtue can lead to peace and prosperity. This Hillsdale College miniseries is completely free. It's easy to access. It's a lot of fun. Plus, Hillsdale offers more than 40 other free online courses, including a course on C.S. Lewis, the stories in the book of Genesis, rise and fall of the Roman Empire. Go right now to levinforthehillsdale.com to enroll. That's levinforhillsdale.com. No cost, easy to get started. L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com for free. Just register. That's L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. All right, let's go to Derek, West Monroe, Louisiana. The great KMLB, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, the great one, Mr. Mark Levin. How you doing this evening?
Thank you, buddy. I'm doing well. Who's your congressman there? Do you know that district?
Well, we have Bill Cassidy and John Kennedy, but we have Blake Miguez running, which he will have my vote. I'm kind of, I remember how Cassidy treated Trump and was kind of in bed with the pharmaceutical company. And you would think it would be his forte or cup of tea being a doctor. But he was going against, you know, Kennedy also in the health administration.
I find him to be an odd dude, to be honest with you. That's just me.
Who, Bill Cassidy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I find Kennedy to be really, really smart. You know, he gives you that home down country look, but he is sharp as a whip, boy, I'll tell you.
Right. His tools are sharpened. He gives a facade, maybe, not so much, but then he comes out of left field with his knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I interrupted you. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. When you were speaking to Congressman Jim Jordan, it piqued my interest with the emails, and I thought about something I had learned about, I think, in around 2000. They had a system called Pegasus that I believe the FBI bought from another government. It was the NSO group. I think they bought it. It's like a spyware. And there's another one called Cellbrite. Mm-hmm. And what those can do is, to my understanding, if somebody, like a FISA judge, signs an order, say it's they're reviewing somebody, if they call their dentist, this software can actually track their dentist that they called, and then I think it's up to like 10 people that's in the dentist's orbit, which is really weird, but I mean, it's a it's a spy software, I guess. But it's
I just don't think there's much privacy anymore, at least in terms of communication. The technology is so cutting edge, it can really penetrate almost any defense. At least when it comes to technological issues using technology, I think it's pretty tough.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't mean I like it. It just is what it is, you know?
Right. I mean, it's what do you want to give up? It's like a check and balance. Do you want to have safety, or do you want to have overbearing infiltration?
Yeah, you're a very sharp guy. I always like that. What do you do?
I'm in the alarm industry.
Mm-hmm.
So we security, home security.
We're doing a whole bunch of that stuff right now because of all the threats and everything else. We got massive security we're putting in here. Could have used you, you know.
Yes, sir. Well, I actually just recently heard about when you brought up the gold and, you know, I guess securing your future. And gold has been around, you know, thousands of years through different rises and falls of empires. So, I mean, it's a good...
I just talk about diversification. You know, you don't want to put everything in one thing or another. But have a little bit of that on the side. I just do it every now and then to cost average it. And I put it away, and I don't even think about it. And I always get the Canadian coins because, to me, it's not only gold as an investment, but the time ever comes, you can actually use that as currency. So I prefer that to, say, little gold bars and that sort of thing. So I get the gold coins. Listen, Derek, you're really a great guy. I really appreciate you, man. Have a great Christmas, and you take care of yourself. I like to get to know the callers every now and then, you know? We've had great calls, just a couple. But we have two or three, maybe four, whatever, but they're great, Bill and Derek, I think. And, you know, when I get people on here that want to fight and so forth and so on, I deal with it my own way. I've dealt with it for many, many decades. But on the other hand, when we get good, red-blooded, patriotic Americans, it's fun to have a conversation. It really is. I was going to play a clip from Mike Johnson. We don't have time at a press conference today. I'm a huge fan of this guy, as I was Kevin McCarthy, too. Two really top-notch guys. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, the men and women in Ukraine, the men and women in Israel, and you, the American people, red-blooded Yanks, thank God for you. Let's do this again tomorrow. Same place, same time. Have a good night.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings.
Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.